Sydney hostage siege.
We are doing all we can to set you free.
Obamacare deadline day.
This is going to impact your wallet.
A Hollywood classic turns 75.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It was the Monday morning rush in Sydney, Australia, when a man with a gun stormed into a busy cafe, taking hostages and showing a black Islamic flag in the window.
There was one guy walking around with a hat and a beard. And I think I saw my manager there.
That employee arrived after the siege began. Police official Catherine Byrne says it's not clear what the gunman's demanding, but he did ask for an ISIS flag.
Our approach is to resolve this peacefully. It might take a bit of time, but that is our approach.
Five people held inside did escape. It's thought more than a dozen are still held. No one's believed to have been hurt. It's now midnight in Sydney, and reporter Matt Doran says police are struggling for a better look.
Tactical police teams, the counter-terrorism teams with New South Wales Police, have had to employ the use of night vision goggles as they try to monitor exactly what is going on inside.
Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott calls it a disturbing incident.
We have to appreciate that even in a society such as ours, there are people who would wish to do us harm.
Four armed men have taken at least one man hostage at an apartment in Ghent, Belgium. Officials don't think that is an act of terror. Former Vice President Dick Cheney's defending the CIA's methods and results in the wake of the Senate report detailing harsh interrogations, what critics have called torture. Cheney on NBC's Meet the Press.
It worked. It worked now for 13 years. Mm-hmm. We've avoided another mass casualty attack against the United States. We did capture bin Laden. We did capture an awful lot of the senior guys of al-Qaeda who were responsible for that attack on 9/11. I'd do it again in a minute.
There's a fresh CBS News poll about how we feel about this and about it all going public. We're live with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Americans say they know torture when they see it, and two-thirds of those polled by CBS News believe it includes prolonged sleep deprivation and threats to sexually abuse a prisoner's mother.
69% say waterboarding is torture, and 57% say that forced ice water baths are torture.
But CBS News pollster Sarah Dutton says close to half of all Americans think waterboarding and other such methods can be justified to get information from suspected terrorists. Steve?
Overseas, a 19-year-old American Marine has been detained and charged with murder in connection with the death of a transgender in the Philippines. The victim was drowned in a toilet bowl found in a motel room in October. Today's a key deadline day for Obamacare. CBS's Barry Bagnato has more from Washington.
Although the open enrollment period for 2015 Affordable Care Act insurance runs until mid-February, if you want coverage starting January 1st, today's the deadline for the uninsured and for people who want to change their current policy, something they should be considering, says InsuranceQuotes.com senior analyst Laura Adams.
Keeping your current plan and just letting it roll over into the next year without shopping could be costly.
So is the penalty for having no insurance. It rises to at least $325, something many Americans don't realize.
I think it could take years, even a decade, for people to really understand what's involved.
Will Obamacare survive that long? When Republicans take control of all of Congress, they'll try to repeal or significantly change it, and a Supreme Court case could undermine a critical part of it on subsidies. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Reports say the NFL Players Association will file a lawsuit against the league today. It's on behalf of Vikings star Adrian Peterson, still sidelined after settling his Texas assault case. Authorities in Lake Delton, Wisconsin, are blaming an ice resurfacing machine for the carbon monoxide leak yesterday that sent about 80 people to hospitals during a junior hockey game.
Most everybody was complaining of similar symptoms with lightheadedness, dizziness. Some were vomiting, and even a couple had actually fainted.
Lake Delton Fire Chief Darren Jorgensen says the rink isn't required by law to have carbon monoxide detectors. A court in northern China has cleared a man convicted of the rape and murder of a woman in a public restroom, but the action comes 18 years after he was put to death. The court apologized to the man's family and awarded them $5,000. 10 days till Christmas, and the U.S. Postal Service says this will be the busiest mailing day of the year. A lot to handle, says spokeswoman Maureen Marion.
We've really seen a tremendous uptick in the number of packages. It is not just cards anymore.
What a union says will be a three-day strike at a 5 Amazon distribution centers in Germany is underway over a pay increase. Amazon says it won't affect holiday deliveries there. A milestone for basketball superstar Kobe Bryant.
Step aside, MJ. The Mamba has right on by him.
Bryant passed Michael Jordan for third on the NBA's all-time scoring list in a Lakers win over the Timberwolves in Minneapolis, where fans cheered him.
I'm used to being the villain, man. So it's like, you know, you have moments like that. It's like when you're not expecting a hug and you get a hug and you're like, man, this actually feels pretty damn good.
Bryant has 32,310 points in his career, still 6,000 behind the all-time leader Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Turns out the screenplay for the upcoming James Bond movie is among the things compromised by hackers who hit Sony Pictures. Also out, embarrassing emails about director David O. Russell and others that suggest dissatisfaction with Spider-Man actor Andrew Garfield. Well, before hackers, before the internet, there was a simpler time in Hollywood.
Gone with the Wind has captured the imagination and acclaim of the entire world.
75 years ago tonight, Gone with the Wind had its spectacular world premiere in Atlanta. Many of the cast were there, including Clark Gable.
Tonight, I want to see Gone with the Wind the same as you.
It remains one of the most acclaimed films ever. The classic scene comes at the very end. Clark Gable, playing Rhett Butler, walking out on Scarlett O'Hara, played by Vivian Leigh.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
The film won 8 Oscars, including Best Picture.
Miss Vivian Leigh.
And Vivian Leigh won Best Actress. The film, though, is not without its critics. Many attack its simplistic portrayal of slavery and its romanticized view of the South. But 75 years later, it is still considered among the greatest films, and when you adjust the figures for inflation, Gone with the Wind remains the highest grossing film ever.
After all, tomorrow is another day.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
How low can it go? It's the big question in Texas about the price of oil.
Oil's nosedive below $60 a barrel has left many wondering when careening oil prices will bottom out. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson served as U.S. Secretary of Energy under President Clinton.
I believe that the price will go down. The price of oil will go down to about 45. 43, then it's going to stabilize.
Stability, something that can't come soon enough for hurting smaller oil producers here in Texas. August Skamanka, CBS News, Houston.
Gas prices are lower, but 17-year-old New Yorker Mohammed Islam doesn't have to worry about that. He doesn't have a license yet, but he does own a sleek BMW. New York Magazine reports the teen has made something like $72 million trading stocks during his high school lunch breaks. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.